President Trump has made it well known that he is coveting the Nobel Peace Prize. In recent months, he's been racing to rack up peace deals.
After years of suffering and bloodshed, the war in Gaza is over.
But as NPR International Affairs correspondent Jackie Northam reports, despite the efforts, a number of those peace deals are still precarious or unraveling.
President Trump rarely passes up the opportunity to say he has solved 8 conflicts around the world in 8 months. Some of them you don't even hear about so much, such as Armenia and Azerbaijan. Some, like Egypt and Ethiopia, weren't even fighting. Nonetheless, they receive a great deal of fanfare.
President Trump puts every one of these deals as being essentially peace in our time.
Max Boot is a senior fellow at the Council on Foreign Relations and author of the book Reagan, His Life and Legend.
What President Trump and his team are really negotiating is ceasefires, not peace agreements. And of course, with the ceasefire, it can flare up into fighting at any moment.
Take, for example, the peace deal between Thailand and Cambodia, which was hailed as the Kuala Lumpur Peace Accord in late October. Fighting flared again between the two sides a month later. On Friday, President Trump claimed both sides had agreed to a new ceasefire. Neither Thailand nor Cambodia have confirmed the news. Then there's Rwanda and the Democratic Republic of Congo.
Well, thank you very much. Wow.
There was great celebration during the peace signing ceremony in Washington earlier this month for what Trump called a glorious triumph.
Importantly, we're settling a war that's been going on for decades with millions and millions of people killed.
Yet fighting raged between the DRC and Rwanda, even as both sides sat down to sign a peace deal with Trump. Ivo Dalder was the former U.S. ambassador to NATO and currently a senior fellow at the Belfer Center at Harvard's Kennedy School. He says long, festering problems between countries don't get solved by signing a piece of paper in Washington. You have to resolve the underlying conflict.
That takes painstaking diplomacy, hard work, and a lot of time.
But Trump has reliably gone against tradition, done things his own way, says Matthew Kranig, senior director of the Scowcroft Center for Strategy and Security at the Atlantic Council.
His unique style sometimes produces unexpected results, essentially declaring victory before it's achieved, forcing others to scramble and fill in the details, as in the case with Gaza.
Trump took credit for ending what he said was an Arab-Israeli conflict that had been going on for 3,000 years. What he was able to do was help release all the Israeli hostages from Gaza. But there's still low-level fighting and no long-term resolution in sight. Still, Kranig says Trump was instrumental in his first term for the Abraham Accords, normalizing relations between Israel and several Arab nations.
Pretty remarkable getting these countries to recognize Israel and open up trade and travel.
But there are still some conflicts seemingly beyond Trump's grasp, most notably Ukraine and Russia. Dalder says there are also conflicting messages coming from the White House.
The direct confrontation he's seeking with Venezuela, the possibility of an actual war with Venezuela, would go directly contrary to this idea that he's a peacemaker.
This year's Nobel Prize went to Maria Corina Machado, a Venezuelan opposition leader. Trump, meanwhile, can take comfort in knowing that he has at least one award for his peace efforts from FIFA, the governing body for soccer. The honor included a big gold medal. Jackie Northam, NPR News.